tell me your name?
Joanne.
Joanne. Have you gotten prophecy before, Joanne? May I ask you a question? Have you ever been hurt by a prophetic word that was not God? Okay. The Lord's showing me that you've been hurt by a word before. There was a hurt by a word. And he showed me it in a picture of a bee coming towards your mouth, like you were expecting honey, but you got stung. And he says that in place of that, he invites you into the prophetic in a simple way, not a loud way, but to actually break the sound barrier and say the things of God that are on your heart. And it's your recompense. It's your recompense and your vindication from the Lord is to release healing words. So in moments when you feel it burn inside of you, when you would have been quiet and that would have translated into prayer or intercession for somebody, the invitation is on the table for you to speak it out and release it. It's vindication. It's vindication for any place where a word came and wounded you. He's vindicating himself by releasing healing from a mouth that got hurt or a heart that got hurt by a word. And I bless you to it. Does that make sense? Father God, I thank you that you redeem. We're not left toting around wounds. That's not the heritage of the servants of the Lord. There's recompense. And in place of wounding, there's redemption. And I bless my sister to the faith to break the sound barrier, to burn with your words of encouragement, clarity, to see people in faith, to see situations and circumstances clearly, and to have the faith to break the sound barrier and say what the God of all heaven says to a situation, to a person, to a moment. I bless her to it. It's her vindication. It's the heritage of the servants of the Lord, and I bless her to it in Jesus' name.
You do have a really good smile. You're just hiding it right now. You have a really good smile. There's a ministry smile. There's a polite smile. But there's a smile that ministers. And sister, with this prophetic stirring, I think that God is challenging you with and encouraging you with, let your face do some talking. You've got a look. I don't know. I don't know you. But you've got a look that people either turn and go the other direction, or they're drawn. You can do one of two. You've got that corrective look. Do you have children? They knew the look. It's like they would say, "Mom just gave me the look." It's a corrective look, but there's also a look of sincerity and a look that draws people. And then your smile, between your look and then your smile, there's an ability to draw people. Your countenance, that's the word I was looking for. Song of Solomon, the Lord says, let me see your countenance. Let me hear your voice. I think, as Aaron was saying, you know, God's restoring your voice with a fresh word and a fresh countenance. And the joy of the Lord is your strength. And this, that's not just emotion. That's an inner power of the Holy Spirit that he releases in spite of circumstances, in spite of the difficult times. You've been through some difficult times. You've been through the valley of the shadow of loss, but it's just a shadow of reality. God reminds you of that tonight. We all need that reminder every now and then. Mortality is a false paradigm we're all stuck in temporarily. It's not the real deal. Aren't you glad? Joanne, aren't you glad? This isn't the real deal. None of us. We should all be shouting Pentecostal stuff, Michael, by now. Hallelujah. This is not forever. This is temporary, so that God can get some training done. So he's training you. You've been in some intense training, and you have a lot to give to people. You're going to be a good coach, a life coach, because you've been through life. You got enough on your resume now. You have some authority, you have some experience, and God says, I want you to start coaching a little more, and that's part of your voice coming back. It's the voice of a coach that coaches out of experience, but also inspiration. I feel like, I sense. And you've got it, and God wants you to release that. And I'm on a rampage in this church to put everybody in a small group before I leave. So I'm just going to prophesy small group, some kind of small group that you got to be in so that you can coach people. And over a cup of coffee and over a Michael Cotton cookie, and there'll be things you can just say, let's just talk. And once you start talking, your countenance, your smile, you'll win people, and you'll coach them with the word of the Lord, the word of your experience. And there's such a softness that God has brought into you. There was a season, I think what Aaron was touching, there was a season that circumstance hardened your heart a little bit, and we all go through that. This is a new season. God's brought you out of that. There's been a softening, and you've really understood the power of humility. It's powerful. It's so powerful, because that's when grace envelops you. God gives grace to the humble. You sit here as a humble person, but a very strong person. I'd like to use another word, meekness. It's only the thing, the only time Jesus described his own character, Matthew 11, 28 through 30, we said, come learn from me, for I am meek and lowly of heart. That's the essence of Christ's likeness, and that's you. Now, meek does not mean weak. It's praus in the Greek, and it means strength under control. You're under the control of the Holy One, but you are a strong woman. And out of your meekness and out of your humility, great grace is going to be poured out into other people's lives. So let it flow, sis. Amen. Let it flow.
So God tells me that you're an overcomer, that you've faced things that could easily have eaten you up and destroyed you. But you've kept to the promise of God. He says you're an overcomer. And he says, good job. Says, good job. Say it again. Good job. Say it again one more time, like a hand slap. He says that you've learned in your meekness and not being some big overcoming football tackle guy, that you've learned to overcome through him and through meekness and through a gentle heart. And he says that he's going to use you to mentor. I'm going to try to get down here. Lord Jesus, I don't know. He says that he's going to use you to lead other women into the same thing. And that there's a call of mentoring and leadership on you. And God's going to give you spiritual daughters. And you're to just, you don't have to do anything except tell them, think about how you did it, what you've done, and say, you can do this. You don't have to be, just follow God. And that thing Alan said about, may you be covered with the dust of your mentor. God says it'll be a blessing. And when the feet of women around you, maybe they're here. I don't know where they are, but you've got this thing like honey that attracts women to you. And not, maybe they're all here, but maybe they're not. I don't know where they are. Maybe they're at, what's the name of that grocery store? Wegmans. That was a jab. I actually knew what that was. That was a jab. That women are going to follow you. And it comes out of being this overcomer that has just not left God and knows who he is and who you are. Does this make sense? Yeah. And there's a, God's going to equip you, whatever you need to do that. Like I see you organizing notes and doing teaching and putting things together so women can understand what the scripture says, how it works, and how to do it, how to get into the word, that God's going to use you to teach that and to write things down and maybe even make some notes in a little 10-part series on something. Just makes sense. Yeah, it does. Okay. All right. And thus, you will be able to put your hand on the things of the kingdom. Because at this point, the overcoming really is that you know it's not about you.
Lord, we just thank you. We thank you for this dear, sweet woman. We thank you for her faithfulness to overcome and still persevere to seek your face. We seal these words to her now, Lord God, and we say, bless her, keep her, and help her, provide for her, and help her to walk out every word that you have spoken. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.